Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Starting off with Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. I know he went on to be the king of pop.
He did, yeah. You wouldn't have thought of it back then.
Hard to believe it from that outing.
Oh, good on you, Mickey J.
Wow.
I don't like him at all. I don't know.
There's no year associated with that at all. What year would that have been?
No, I was just noticing that. That's the only song we've ever had on the register logger machinery thing there that's ever had a year on it. So,
who knows? I'll have to look up when that was a hit.
Sorry about that. I just made a very odd breakfast choice. Whew, it started repeating on me there. Oh. Tuna and rice and a Bailey's chocolate. One Bailey's chocolate.
Tuna and rice?
Yeah.
That's what you decided to have for breakfast this morning?
I didn't know. There's no milk again. It's back to that. They don't do milk here anymore.
Is there actually no milk, or there's just no milk you like?
No, there's nothing of any kind.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But anyway, I never drink that old cow. I don't know what that is. That's...
You like the skimmed stuff, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, that stuff that comes milk. Straight out of the cow's
the white water
backside.
You like.
Oh my God, it's an awful thing. You have to do something to it first.
Right, welcome along. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, 11th of December. I hope you're in good form, folks. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Loads of people already up and at it. I tell you, JP, I was telling him I feel his pain. I'm the same last night. For some reason... I could barely shut my eyes last night.
Oh, really? Well,
no sleep.
Like,
don't know.
The full moon, Mike, maybe, was it?
Maybe, yeah. Mike was saying the same thing. He had a wodgeous sleep last night. JP was saying he barely got a couple of hours. So, anyway, I don't know what was going on last night.
I don't know.
Must be something. Was it an actual full moon last night?
Was it? Well, it was full moon when I was coming in this morning. So
yeah.
I doubt that just appeared for the morning. It must have been.
Well, you obviously slept like a baby then, did you?
I didn't have a bad sleep now, yeah.
Right.
If I'm honest with you now, I didn't have a bad sleep.
Were you fully drugged up for your
ailments? I was, yeah. I woke up at 2:30 for a wee-wee and went on for... I thought I might have to call the doctor to stop this. It was going on that long. But then that was it. I was back to sleep then, grand, so I was.
Good stuff. Anyway, morning, JP and Liam and also, that's Trucker Liam, Dan and Cork, of course. There's the Lily Whites up and at it. Richie the Trucker is on the go this morning as well. Who else? We got English Ian. Margaret is there in Fermoy, of course, as always. Alan's en route to Limerick, I think. Oh, no, from Limerick to Dublin he is. That's where he is.
Very good.
Lab Bar checking in this morning as well. Who's this now? Martin the Trucker is there, I see. Mary and Waterford's up and at it.
All around the country doing their things.
There's Lennon Limerick, another one, who had the old dodgy sleep.
Oh, yeah, you know, it goes around, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And is there something to do with the... I don't believe any of that. Full moon does this and that and the other. We all know it turns into a wolf, but I'm not sure it affects sleep at all.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's the bit you believe. You believe about turning into a wolf, obviously.
Yeah, but that's definitely true.
Yeah.
I've seen it in the movies.
Yeah, but couldn't possibly affect your sleep.
That's don't be ridiculous.
Science fiction rubbish.
Are you out of your mind? Sleep on the moon.
Anyway, prepare yourself. The birthdays are rubbish this morning.
Ah, deadly.
Green Day, Good Riddance, Sierra Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Time to do the old birthdays this morning. They're not great, right? I'll give you a fair warning. They're fairly rubbish.
Oh, God.
I don't have access to my normal old almanac that I normally have. I'm relying on the use of an imported almanac.
Oh, very good.
It's a foreign almanac.
Somebody's nicked it, haven't they? You're the one.
Okay, well, I'm not being here on. Was I here Monday? Actually, well, of course I was. That was last week I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, right?
Gee, well, there's no point giving out to me.
Anyway, listen, we started with the Jackson 5, right? And it's one of the Jackson 5's birthday today. Jermaine celebrating
Jackson.
His birthday today, who famously said, "We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time."
He did
No. Was that Jermaine? No, that was Jermaine Stewart. You're right. Oh, Jermaine Jackson had nothing to do with that.
Did he not?
Nothing.
I didn't know that.
And he was accused in the wrong.
I'm taking his clothes off.
For having fun.
Anyway, I
don't know what Jermaine Jackson
did. You
can
have fun with your clothes off as well. You just have to do it in private. That's the only problem.
Did Jermaine Jackson have a hit with anything?
Oh, I don't have a clue. I don't know. I know his face. I think I saw him in the documentaries talking about Michael, but I think that's pretty much his career now, is walking around talking about Michael.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when you're one of the Jacksons at the moment. That's a bit, sorry, I'm just tying my lace and thinking at the same time.
Oh, very good. Just be careful you don't punch yourself in the face.
Hey, that only happened one time. So Jermaine Jackson, he's one. He'd be older, wouldn't he? He kind of looks a bit like a detective, if I'm right. He looks like he's thinking about crime all the time.
Like he should have been in like early episodes of Miami Vice or whatever.
Yeah, he's got that look on him. Like he's got a almost like a Danny Glover style look about him, doesn't he?
Right.
He looks like he's thinking all the time. He's just about to crack a case. He's got that face on him. Crack a case face.
Yeah.
He's got a serious case of crack a case face. I'm going to say he's like 68.
Not bad. 65.
Ah, okay, right.
65, not a bad effort. Right. Marco Pierre White.
Ah!
One of the mad chefs.
One of the mad chefs. He was on The Restaurant. He does the Irish show, The Restaurant.
Yeah. What was his kind of claim? I mean, you know the way Ramsay has the F word and he's always ranting and raving?
Yeah.
What's Marco Pierre White's gig? What's his little
modus operandi? Is he just not a chef of extremely good kudos? Is that not his whole thing?
But I thought has he got a touch of the moodies about him as well?
Oh, of course, yeah. He's a great chef.
All chefs do, don't they?
Yeah, all chefs are mental. Yeah. Half of them are alcoholics and the other half are just mad. Chefs are some of the maddest people you'll ever meet. Have you ever been inside a professional kitchen? I don't know how anyone does it every day.
Yeah,
I'd rather go to jail. At least you could save a bit of cash in the jail and not be screamed at as much.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody puts themselves in that sort of situation anyway.
Oh my God.
Because it's like
high pressure.
Split shifts or else mad hours and, as you say, high pressure, full on.
Someone screaming at you holding a machete.
Yeah.
You know, that's a legally held machete. I don't know how anyone does it.
By the way, I think
it's one of the toughest jobs in the world.
To all of the chefs out there who have ever sent us food, obviously we're not including you in this.
I am, yeah, you're nuts. You're all out of your mind. Yeah, you need to be. I don't think any chef in the world would say that you need to be a little bit mental to be a chef, I think.
Yeah.
But
you are allowed to make really, really, really nice sausages.
Oh, you can make really nice everything. Oh my God. I got my fridge yesterday. Oh my God.
Your fridge?
I have my fridge.
Fantastic.
You won't believe.
The power of radio.
I was so excited to plug it in and there's no point.
No food.
I've literally nothing to put in it. Not one thing. So it's all unplugged and sitting there setting itself. Right, so Marco Pierre White is 64?
It's only 58.
Crankiness puts ears on you.
That's what.
He's got a bit of Wurzel Gummidge about him.
Yeah.
He
couldn't stand the heat, but he stayed in the kitchen anyway. And it didn't do him any good at all. Oh. All that steam has wrinkled him up. Right, who else? Now, the other two, right, literally, I've only done the two left. Neither one of them are great. In fact, I'm not sure you'll know who either one of them is.
Oh, really?
Right. One of them is Ben Shepherd, who is the guy that presents Tipping Point, and he's on...
Oh, I know him.
GM something or
other. Oh, no, hold on.
Good Morning Britain, is it?
The Chase, I know The Chase.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's the...
Tipping Point.
Yeah.
It's the one where they ripped off the amusements from Salt Hill.
That's the one. So you do know him then?
No, I can't think of his
face. Actually,
I can think of the machine.
You'd know him from Goals on Sunday. He used to be on with Cammy on Goals on Sunday. I haven't seen him doing it in a while now.
Ben Shepherd,
yeah. Don't be Googling him.
Oh, I have to Google it. I don't know what he looks like. Yeah, I'm looking at him there, yeah. I know who he is now, but I don't know what he is. He's one of those faces. He's so neutral. He's a hired hand, isn't he? He's one of them fellas. They just have him in everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to be one of those.
We need
fellas.
Somebody that's.
I would happily take that. I mean, in my ability to be vanilla, such as I am, you'd imagine I'd be an opportunity to do that. But I never get those.
You're not vanilla. Look at you. You're the fella, you're the whipping boy. You're the fella that just gives himself grief. We all know what Jim does.
Oh, I tell you. Don't
talk to me about, and then whatever you insert subject. You could do it all.
Ben Shepherd.
46.
Not bad. 45.
Your
old mince pies are in today. And then the last one is Leighton Baines.
What is that?
The Everton footballer. I think he's always been with Everton. I don't know if he still is. He's a bit of an Everton legend, I thought, Leighton Baines. Been with them a long time.
Really, yeah. Jeepers, he's the most Scottish looking man I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if he's Scottish, but look at the Scottish head in him. He's even got there. He looks like he could be in Oasis as well. Doesn't he?
Yeah, there is a bang of that off him. There's a bang of like, yeah,
look
Oasis
at him.
Or
Isis.
Oasis.
Oh, I thought it was Isis. A bang of Isis off him. What a mad thing to say about someone. I am 34.
35!
Ah,
I tell you, so you weren't a million miles away with a few of them today. That's not bad.
See, I'm always...
considering it was a fairly ropey selection.
I'm always good at the ones that are terrible. I'm almost good at the ones I don't know. We should do that every day.
Exactly.
I'd be much better off.
I'll try and pick the ones that you've never heard of.
Yes, please.
Right, 19 minutes past six.
And now you're up to date on the official home of Christmas. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Sarah. Welcome back. 6:33. How are you?
The official home of sickness, I was tempted to say.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. How I am surviving in this sea of illness, I don't know.
Everybody's crocked.
You're the presenter equivalent of a cockroach, Jim.
That's me.
That's you.
I never thought I'd take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
What myself and PJ and Mike have gone through over the past week is the presenter equivalent of nuclear war.
Oh, gee. Are you better now?
No, I'm not.
No, jeepers.
I would have rated myself at about 80% when I got into work this morning, and then you told me,
"How are you? Welcome back. Oh, you missed the mince pies."
See, and I suddenly became...
I can't believe you kicked a woman when she was down.
I suddenly became only 40% well again.
Oh, God, right. I apologise very much.
That's all right. I'll just about forgive you.
Right. Oh.
So if you give me another Lem sip.
There is a couple on the desk. Okay. I have a couple on my desk.
Are you trading them? Are you, PJ?
Yeah.
You're like a drug dealing at the moment, are you?
I've got plenty. I actually have a pocket full as well. So I have about eight. We'll be plenty to get us through today.
I'll forgive you for the Caviston's mince pies then.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, just to say they were absolutely amazing. Oh,
they were, yeah.
Stop it.
Well, better this year than ever, actually.
Stop it. Did you have cream?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a little cheesy, jaunty little number of a thing, isn't it?
Jaunty old crap, yeah. There you go.
Come on.
Put a smile on your face.
That's not, it's only 2.5 minutes long, you know. You can put up with it for that.
True enough, yeah. No, it's grand. That's not a bad one.
Andy Williams, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas classic here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Good to have you around, folks. Much appreciated. And by the way, speaking of Christmas classics, we thought we were going to have to go in search of a forgotten Christmas classic, but I'm delighted to say that overnight we found it.
It has been discovered. It has
absolutely
been discovered, yeah.
I am really looking forward. I'm so excited about today. Going to unveil another forgotten Christmas classic, perhaps in a bid for it to become a much-remembered Christmas classic. Who knows? Himself be joining us today? At some stage.
I guess there's a chance, all right.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's very keen to be heard again.
Excellent. Yeah.
Very keen.
The man
to
behind
heard.
Arguably one of the greatest backstories to a Christmas song ever.
I don't really get on with him that well now, I'll be honest with you. I don't. But all will be revealed very shortly.
Anyway, that's on the way. By the way, just to say a quick happy birthday. Morning, lads. Could you wish my daughter, Aisling, happy birthday? 25 today.
Hey, happy very birthday to you, Aisling.
It's from Phil, her dad. So, Aisling, listen, have an absolutely fantastic day. And by the way, Danny the chef was on. You know, we were chatting about Marco Pierre White.
Yeah.
And I was saying, what was his gig like, you know, as in, what was he kind of, you know, what's his little idiosyncrasy or whatever? And apparently, yeah, he was one of the original angry chefs, as in he was one of the first, if not the first, presenter of Hell's Kitchen before Gordon Ramsay took it.
Oh, right, okay.
Apparently, so yeah, he can be a narky boy.
Oh, very much. Every chef is mad,
yeah.
Mental, off this world, not right in the
Highly
head.
Highly strung type.
Well, they're mad, just like mad. You need, for you to be a good cook, I think you need to have something incredibly...
Just Derry Clark, if you're listening, I don't feel like that at all. And I just think your sausages and everything are great.
Yeah, well, Derry Clark, we know that you're as mad as anyone else. All chefs are off the rocker.
Chef Adrian, if you're making anything nice. I also
Chef Adrian is a...
12-year-old madman, is he?
He's
is that what you're trying to say?
A grown man in a child's body. and there you are saying that he doesn't have issues. They all have issues. Every one of them. Name any of them. You'll see that how mad they all are.
Oh, yeah. Right, actually, we haven't had a chef on in ages. And it's getting near Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, how are we supposed to blag free food if we don't bring guests on?
I tell you, yeah, I know, we need to do that. I need to get into one of these cooking courses. I need to do a Ballymaloe or something like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd be good. I have a touch of the weirdness in my head too, you know.
Oh,
I think I'd be good at turning over a good dish.
If levels of madness equate to levels of culinary creative genius, you're a blooming 5-star.
Well, there's no need for that. I'll be a Michelin star.
I was paying a compliment.
I'd win a Michelin star for doing microwave food, I'd say.
Brilliant.
I'm the best in the world at microwave food.
Knocking up tuna and rice at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And a Bailey's chocolate.
And a Bailey's chocolate. You're the man. That's see, that's Heston Blumenthal stuff, that is.
Yeah. What's the Heston Blumenthal? Is that a meal?
Be a chef.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Heston Blumenthal. And there's him arguing the chefs aren't meant walk around with names like Heston Blumenthal.
On the way after seven, it's the return of Secret Santa. It's been flying along, getting names in with the chance to win this incredible trip to Florida for the entire family, two adults, two children. Heading off to Florida for 10 amazing nights. So we'll do that again. We'll give you a Secret Santa to remember just after seven. Of course, the hit bit is in there after seven as well. As I say, really looking forward to probably after 8 o'clock this morning, revamping a forgotten Christmas classic.
Yeah, that's it.
From a man who was deprived, bitterly, bitterly deprived of his opportunity to have a Christmas number one.
Yeah. Again,
we need to reset the scales of justice on that, PJ. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'll let you talk. I don't really get on with this lad at all. I'm no humour to meet him again. We've had years of fighting together.
That's on the way. More prizes courtesy of Leopardstown Christmas Festival. The Christmas tradition, of course, between the 26th and 29th of December. We've prizes for you to win every day on the Breakfast Table Quiz just for taking part. And to be honest with you, the score you have to beat isn't that high either, so...
It's nine, I think.
So loads of incentives. Anyway, plenty going on. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Right, I'm sure you know our prize at this stage. Incredible prize that it is. 10 nights in Florida for two adults and two kids. 5 of those nights in Orlando. 5 more in Miami. And of course, 10 days car hire rental to take it all in. That's it in numbers, I suppose.
That's it in the numbers.
Right, it's all about for revealing our Secret Santa. Who is our Secret Santa for this hour, Mr.
Right,
PJ Gallagher?
Our Secret Santa for this hour is, I don't know, I always feel like I should do a big build-up or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Make it as memorable as possible. But sure, how am I going to do it? Just say it straight out is the best way. It is, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm doing the build-up again. It's Miriam O'Callaghan.
Right.
Miriam O'Callaghan is your Secret Santa this morning. Remember that name. That's the name that won't be said again. And then later on, you may get a call from us and you may have to answer and you may go into the draw.
That's as simple as that. Now, if you do want to take part, of course, let us know that you want to take part by putting Santa onto a WhatsApp and getting it into us on 087-188-0008. If we make the call to you, and we will make the call to somebody before 8 o'clock, you got to remember our Secret Santa this hour, Miriam O'Callaghan.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Yeah, Christmas classic from Shakin' Stevens. Merry Christmas, everyone. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits on this Wednesday, 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. And of course, when Christmas is out of the way, next thing to come along is to see out the old year. And this year, seeing out the entire decade, PJ.
Seeing out the entire decade, yeah, of course. And we're looking back now at everything we've been Googling in the last year, the hottest things we've been asked, what we've been interested in 2019.
Yeah.
Google have given us our results. And
you always get that sort of thing, don't you?
Yeah, all the tables now. Yeah. We get to find out. We get a real snapshot about what's important to people and what people are interested in their lives when you look at what we've been Googling over the previous 12 months. Because, you know, things have changed and do change all the time. Of course, on sport... It's the Shane Lowry and the Rugby World Cup. They're the huge things.
Yeah.
You know, those big ones. And then, of course, when it comes to eating food, it gives us a snapshot into what we like to eat, how our eating patterns have changed. And then
really?
When it comes to... But yeah, yeah.
So, for example, like, is there any of the food ones there?
There is,
like, what are people Googling food-wise?
Well, here's the thing. It's all gone health. There's no cakes. There's no... It's all gone health. All of it.
And I'd say vegan. Was vegan in there?
Number one.
Yeah.
Vegan recipes was number one.
Vegan was huge in 2019,
and
wasn't it?
Looks like it's going to continue that way. All the documentaries and the awareness and the environment and, you know, the Greta Thunberg sort of effect and all that. So now vegan was the number one food that we were Googling and recipes that we were Googling.
I did a bit of that myself.
Did you? Oh, you did?
Did a bit of Googling.
After you saw that, what was it called again?
Game Changers.
Game Changers, yeah.
Yeah. Still haven't actually made one. But you
know
what I mean?
I did Google a few vegan meals. I just put some... turkey burgers with it, but they were very nice. And keto recipes, smoothie recipes, stews, plant-based recipes, these are all searches. These are the top 10.
Yeah.
Happy Pear, there's just the two of them made it in.
Happy Pear made it in?
Yeah, 7 like of the top,
one of the most googled things
food, when it comes to food in Ireland. Yeah.
Wow.
And then,
they
of course,
phenomenons.
I know. And then here's and as well in the how to. So you know, if you put in how to into Google, yeah, it'll give you all the options. The top 10 how to's: how to get rid of spots, how to make iced coffee, it's gas, how to stop snoring. It's an epidemic in Ireland.
Yeah,
I'd say. There's some people are, how to stop gym snoring. I heard a couple of people Google didn't make the list. How to solve a Rubik's cube.
Oh, that was you.
Well,
that was all your Google. That was literally you just ramped that into the top 10 based on your searches in the last couple of weeks.
Might be, yeah. How to lose belly fat.
That's all. I'd say that's in every year.
Every year. And then how to boil an egg was the number one.
Ah, stop.
Number one, Ireland. The number one thing that you don't know how to do in Ireland, believe it or not, how to boil an egg. Still.
Is that serious?
That's serious, yeah, that's it. When it comes to how-to searches on Google, Irish people, how to boil an egg. That's it, how to boil an egg.
Oh my God.
Do you know how to boil an egg?
Well, yes.
How long do you boil your egg for?
Well, I like it a little longer, so I'd probably go 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a 5 minute again. Yeah. I want it as close to a bullet as possible, to be honest. That's the way I like it. Bullets. I don't even buy. I try to get an egg and I turn it into a bullet. That's how I do it.
Was there any Brexit Googles?
There was, yeah. There was. What is the backstop is the number one what is search.
Yeah.
So again, if you put what is into Google, and then it gives you the options of what people have been looking at. What is the backstop? The number one. That's what people were at.
I should Google what that. Is it? I'm not sure I fully understand what it is.
Oh, look, we all had an idea at the start. And now it's just become... now it's a mess. That's all Google needs to say. What is the backstop? A mess. An absolute mess. What is Area 51? So we're still mad for aliens in Ireland. Still all into the conspiracy stuff.
Wow.
We're still at that. I don't know what this means. Maybe someone can explain it to me. But what is a dead thing? T-I-N-G. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. That's the number.
That's a Google search. What is a dead thing?
Dead thing, yeah.
Don't know. Oh, God.
And then, of course, the other, what is Brexit? What is a boomer? What is TikTok? Remember TikTok, the new app came out. It was all the talk over. All the kids got onto it. Of course, all the adults freaking out going, what are they doing on the internet? I better figure it out. What is TikTok? Of course, I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
What's lupus? People getting... And what's pansexual?
That's a disease, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And what's pansexual? The changing world.
Yeah.
People can't keep up, you know. People like yourself and myself. What is it?
Who do you like?
What is it? Who do they like now? Is it and to actually do a pan? So we'll get rid of that. Yeah. So what is a pansexual? It just shows how different, how much the world is changing.
Yeah.
Movies, The Irishman, The Joker, Avengers Endgame, they're all obvious. But I'll give you the top 10 overall searches, right?
Well, oh, well then, here. So here you go. So, wait, stand by. Hang on a second till I just get rid of that. And I'll put, where is it? I've lost it now.
Some of these will be very obvious to you anyway.
Search how you find these things.
Some of these will be very obvious to you anyway, because you'll think, you know, some of the big things that happen during the year.
Yeah.
Some with celebrity stuff and some big stories. So
okay,
it'll be
cool.
Pretty obvious. So number 10. This one I don't get because I, you know, not being so clued in on popular culture myself, even though I talk about it every day. Luke Perry was number 10.
Was he not from way back?
I don't know, man. I'm just reading what it says in front of me. I'm sure there's people. He obviously did something very, very, very significant over the year. But
I thought he was from way back. But anyway,
Mike is waving at us. What did he do?
Didn't he die?
Oh well, that'll do it.
That gets you in.
You see,
some people go to all sorts of extremes.
Yeah, he died. Died very young.
Okay.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So there, because he was an actor. Is he not like 90210 or something?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
there. Yeah. Well then, no
right,
wonder.
We got there. We got there.
There you go.
Right. Should have Googled that, really.
No. You know, this is about. We're finding out what other people Googled.
All right.
It's much. I was going to say it comes as a nice surprise. Absolutely doesn't. The poor man is dead. Anyway, I'll move on.
Right.
Number 9, Joker, of course, the movie that took over the world.
I still so want to see that.
Same here. It's one of them I have to watch on my own, I think. You know, and during the day, because I don't think I can go to bed
at cinema, anyway.
Yeah, anywhere but that. Number 8, Shane Lowry, of course. His success was unbelievable. Even me, who doesn't know what golf is at all. Oh, like I said before, the only thing I know about golf is it's the word flog spelled backwards, and I think that's very funny.
That's as much as you need to know.
Which seems that way,
yeah.
But fair play to him. And then the EU election results in at number 7, because everybody's so Brexit conscious.
Oh, right, okay.
So wondering what was going on there. Number 6, Cameron Boyce. Have no idea in the world what Cameron Boyce is. So unless Mike can help us out with that one.
Cameron Boyce.
Got a riddler's in hell what that is.
Should we not Google it, like...
Well, we could do, but again, does it really, you know, if it's not significant to us now, why would it be significant to us
right.
when we find out?
So somebody will tell us anyway. Right, Cameron Boyce, we don't know.
Of course, number five is significant. The death of Brendan Grace. Everybody Googling Brendan Grace and looking at his old clips and all of that sort of stuff. What an absolute legend the man was.
Actually, there's another kind of tribute documentary thing on around Brendan Grace over Christmas as well. Just after Christmas, you know, the 27th maybe or 29th. Anyway.
Might be the same one they had during the year.
Maybe. I heard the guy who made it talking about it. So I think they did an edited down version of a big show that was done for him and all the showbiz legends kind of turned out for him or whatever. So I think that might be on telly over Christmas. Anyway, sorry, right. So Brendan Grace is one of the most Googled.
Well, he definitely wasn't invited to that. But anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah, no, I think the word legends.
Legends, yeah, right. Legends, yeah, you're right, yeah. In the number four, Game of Thrones. Oh my God, of course it was. So look at the controversy here amongst the three of us.
I've almost forgotten that was this year. Feels like so long ago.
I know, and let's be honest, right? Mm. All of us, it was desperately disappointing.
It was desperately disappointing. It was, yeah.
They even stopped trying. They left water bottles on the set and everything. Like, they stopped making an effort almost completely.
Right. Apparently Cameron Boyce is a famous child actor, according to Ronan.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Having the Riddlers.
Are we up to now?
Number three, we're into the top three. So Storm Lorenzo. Of course, Storm Lorenzo came, terrified us all. We were afraid the man with the glasses and the very serious face was going to be back on RTE. Telling you, don't make unnecessary journeys. It was a bit of damp squib, Lorenzo, for most of the country. Yeah. Some people got lost power and all, but it wasn't that big deal. Number two, of course it's Gay Byrne. I actually thought he would be number one, but it's number two. Gay Byrne, legend, saying goodbye to us all. And then number one, the Rugby World Cup. Even though the Rugby World Cup was an absolute disaster, I think it's fair to say, as far as results are concerned.
Well, it certainly didn't live up to maybe... I was going to say expectation, but maybe hope might have been a better word.
It didn't live up to anything. It was rubbish. They went out and they got hammered.
But as a tournament, it was a good tournament. Maybe not from an Irish perspective.
Was it? There's only five countries in it that can ever win it anyway. And Ireland was supposed to be one of them, so now it's down to four or whatever.
Maybe it was a load of people like you wondering what rugby is.
Well, I did Google it loads of times. I was trying to Google,
And would Shane Lowry win that as well?
You
were Googling.
He'd be better than... Shane Lowry on his own would be better than half the teams in it. I swear to God. I might enter it myself next year.
There you go.
Enter as the Achill Islands. We'd still beat some of them.
I tell you. Like Islanders are very good at the old rugby.
Some of them Canadian lads have never picked up a ball that shape before.
Yeah, Texas, say what you want. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes past 7. Loads still to come before 8 o'clock. Hitbit, of course, on the way. And the call for our Secret Santa. Let's hope you remember who the all-important Secret Santa is. Don't say anything. I can see a glint in your eye there.
No, I won't say it. It's been said.
You're generous old soul. You were looking to give it away there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big-hearted Aegis. You know that, Jim.
All of that's in the way. Another Christmas classic to come as well.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Right, this is it. Hopefully it's going to be another qualifier in with a chance to win this incredible trip, the holiday of a lifetime for the whole family. Two adults and two kids off to Florida. Five nights in Orlando, five nights in Miami, all four-star accommodation, 10 days car hire. Absolutely incredible. Right, Magical Michael. You've been searching through all the Santa WhatsApps.
Lads, I have indeed, and loads of them came in. But the person chosen, and hopefully is going to get the celebrity right, is Maria O'Brien, who's currently in the County of Clare.
Wow. Maria, how you doing?
Morning, Jim.
How's it going? Hey, how are you?
Hi, PJ.
How are you, Maria? How's things? How are you getting on today?
Well, just driving to work, the usual.
Well, hopefully we can cheer you up a little bit. We have a bit of a question to ask you. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Who is our Secret Santa today?
Would it be Miriam McCallaghan?
Yes, it was.
Of course it is. Well done. So you're going into the draw, so you can keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully that'll put a little bit of a smile on your face as you go into work this morning.
Fantastic.
Any big plans for Christmas yet, Maria? No?
No, quite. I was sending my parents over to my sister for Christmas, so just myself, my brother and my son.
Lovely. Okay. And is all the Christmassy stuff done? Yes. Have you done the shopping or the decorating or any of that? Carry on.
Tree went up on Sunday. That's about it.
That's a start.
Well, I can tell. Can I be a little bit?
You're ahead of the game.
And say that I finished my shopping yesterday.
Finished it.
I did. Well, I don't have much to buy, but I'm done.
Oh my God.
I'm done, yeah. Little sneaky little fella that I am.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He complains about Christmas every year, Maria, and yet he always has it in the bag. It's incredible.
Oh, I know. I know. We hear about it every year.
Well. Oh, the burn, Maria, the burn.
Listen, Maria, your name is in the draw. Hopefully, we'll be calling you live from Dublin Airport on the 20th of December to say that you're all off to Florida. Listen, have a great day. Best of luck with it.
Thanks a million, guys. Have
Merry
a great
Christmas.
Day.
Have a great one, Maria.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, boy.
Cheers. Bye-bye
Bye.
Now.
Secret Santa. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €760 this morning. All for you if you can tell us, what in the name of God is this? That's the song, that's the second the music you get to listen to. And Derek is going to talk to us first this morning. How are you getting on, Derek?
Not too bad, lads. How are you getting on?
Oh, good. Derek, what's the story in Limerick this morning?
Well, I'm off to Shannon now with 2 weeks. There's Nigel and Shane. They've been carrying them in work for the last 2 weeks.
I tell you something. You do the work of three men, Derek.
That's it, lads. Someone has to do it.
Yeah, I heard their wasters all right. Notorious.
They're very bad.
Yeah. Fierce work, Shy, all together. Fierce work, Shy.
Yeah. I'm proud of it, too.
So I take it, Derek, they're not going to share any of the cash if you get this right, are they?
I might buy them a little dinner or something if I get it right.
Ah, fair play to you. You're a gentleman, Derek, an absolute gentleman you are.
Right, a little shovel, maybe.
Yeah. There you go, Derek, a carvery for you and a couple of shovels for the lads. What do you think it is?
Is it Come On, Eileen?
Come on, Eileen.
Dexys,
right.
Michael.
Dexys, Midnight Runners, yeah. Come on, Derek, we're all rooting for you. Come on. Derek, win the cash, come on.
Oh my
Derek,
God.
Derek, I'm just giving them a tune for their...
Right, yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
their day,
just
you know
to take
mean?
With them.
Anyway, it is wrong.
Unlucky. Unlucky. Right, listen, Derek and the boy... What's it, Shane and who?
Shane and Nigel, right.
Yeah. Shane, Nigel, get a move on, will you? Get a bit of work done, for God's sake. Give Derek a old hand there. Anyway, listen... Boys, thanks. Take care of yourselves. Thanks, have a good day. Cheers, good man.
Bye-bye.
See you, lads. Take care. Right, so, back to Dublin. Then Eddie is on the phone. Eddie McMahon, how are you?
Not bad this morning, lads. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thanks,
all
Eddie.
All good, Eddie.
Getting a little good bit stuff. Better now that you asked. Thanks, Eddie. You're the first one this morning to show any compassion.
Yeah, you sound a bit desperate over the last few days, all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not fully recovered. No. I'm working on it.
A bit desperate.
No pity for you there, I tell you that.
What's that?
I say there's no pity in there for you.
No, I know that, Eddie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's almost like I make a meal.
To be honest with you, Eddie, there's no need for us to pity him because he's so full of self-pity.
Yes.
There's no room. There's no room for anything else.
Have you ever heard a man go on about his illness so much in your life?
You're looking forward to Christmas, PJ, though. I know that.
Eddie, et tu.
Just when you thought it was safe, eh? Just when you thought it was safe.
Go on, Eddie. We'll try and fill your pockets up with something here. What do you think it is?
I think it's Superman Lovers, Starlight.
Starlight,
oh,
right.
Okay. Not a bad old tune, Michael. One of your types.
Yeah, I love that tune, actually. It's a great tune.
I knew you would have liked that one, Michael.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a naughty glad like yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, love it. Yeah. Anyway, you may be a Superman yourself, Eddie, for guessing that, but it's wrong, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
I was about to get the paintbrush out and go back to work now.
Yeah,
I'm afraid so, yeah. I'm afraid so. But listen, Eddie, thanks for playing. Merry Christmas to you. Have a cracking day.
Thank you. The best of luck, lads.
Cheers, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great
there
one,
There you
Eddie.
Go. Look at that, Michael. Who'd have thought it? You and Eddie, kindred spirits, eh?
Ah, just the same. Me
Superman
and Eddie, just the
lovers,
same.
The pair of you.
It's a great song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want me to sing it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no. He's done enough singing this morning.
Although, to be honest with you, I should have said yes because every time he goes to sing, then he chickens out.
He chickens out.
He'd end up going, Star.
I think you should be glad I chicken out.
Maybe.
Right. So listen, it means it's there for the taking still with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon. As usual, of course, it's 20 to 5. The big thing is really get onto the old classichits.ie.
Yeah.
And have a listen because, I mean, I don't know, maybe if you listen to that enough times... I don't know, maybe it'll sink in. Maybe
might sink in. And you get all the wrong answers, so at least you won't be repeating yourself or anybody else, which
exactly.
is a big one. So there you go. Damien Farley, I'll give you another go at 20 to 5 today.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready and waiting to try and cheer you up.
Now, speaking of hit bits, or bits that could have been hits and never quite made it, I tell you, what have we got for you on the way after 8 o'clock? Yeah, you thought it was a forgotten Christmas classic, but no, we've dusted it off. It's
I think
a J.R. Hartley moment.
I think you're going to regret bringing this in. I don't know.
No, greatness awaits. Yeah, that was a Christmas classic, of course, from Boney M. Mary's Boy Child. My God, that turned out to be really, really popular. Look at that, Margot in Cork saying that it was her favourite Christmas song. Not a big fan of Christmas songs, but loves that one. And brilliant song, lads. Haven't heard it in ages, said Deirdre as well. That's absolutely incredible. Anyway, speaking of Christmas classics, we thought we were set up for something very specific today. We thought we were going to go and search, that we were going to be putting out a plea for a forgotten Christmas classic. One that, you know, had been out there and had missed its opportunity to become a really, a true kind of perennial gift to the world every Christmas. But thankfully, fate has intervened and we have found what we were looking for. Not only that, we've managed to track down the main man himself, a good friend of the show. It's been a while since he's been with us. Always good to see you, Jake Stevens.
How are you doing, Jimmy McCabe? How are you? Thanks
very
for
well.
Having me on.
Not at all. Because
I'll
tell you something.
You're the best Jamie on the radio, I have to tell you.
That's very
You've
good
no
of you.
You have no idea how big it is to have me on the show. And you should be delighted that I'm here.
Well, I tell you something. To be honest with you, it does take a bit of effort because I don't know what it is that happens between yourself and PJ, but he's not, you know, it's not your biggest
fan. I have no idea what it's not. Basically, we worked together for a long time. And then I was getting older, and he getting older.
Right.
And that was the end of that.
That
he's
was the
end of
that.
He's had a bee in his bananas ever since.
But he did tell us the story. This is what led us to this point. He did tell us the story of the ill-fated Christmas song. It was a, you know...
Ill-fated. Let me tell you about the song. The song is the best Christmas song that was ever written. End of story. Everybody gave it plaudits. Jerry Richards gave it plaudits.
Who?
Yeah, doesn't matter. He's a great singer.
Right.
Frank McAndrews gave it plaudits.
He
ran the Golden Discs in Phibsborough in the 80s. He said it was a fantastic, best thing he ever said. Best thing he ever heard. Best thing he ever saw. That's what he said to me.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
They're senior figures already. Yeah.
And then
fair.
I fell out with the Gallagher moron because what happened was, then well, to his dispensationary weird way of saying things was that when the song came out, he said it came out at the wrong time. I have a very different idea on how that happened.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't hold any grudge against him?
Well, I don't like
that him. That he released your Christmas song in January.
He released it on the 12th of January.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Americans do the date back to front.
Right.
That's what they say they do. So the song came out on the 12th of January instead of the 1st of December.
Right.
To me, that meant we should have had the biggest hit ever. Because we released a song before it was even summer. How could a Christmas song fail if you've got 11 months longer to sell it than the other bozos who are trying to sell their songs from only 3 or 4 weeks before the Christmas?
All right, so you don't think you were late. You think you were early for the following Christmas.
I'm literally an entrepreneur. Literally an entrepreneur. We got in there 11 months before them. Cliff Richard, when did he release his Christmas songs? November. Bing Crosby, when did he release his Christmas songs? October. Who was the first person to release a Christmas song in January? Me, Jake Stevens, master of the European music situations that we are living in. And nobody else. And then the excuses, I just don't take them. It wasn't hard enough.
I tell you, I just wanted to let you know that we are completely behind you here, Jake.
So you should be.
Absolutely behind you. So much so.
Time to revive it.
That we were actually contemplating maybe creating a campaign. Because this often happens every year. People have campaigns for what the Christmas number one should be. And, you know, sometimes it's been like an anti-X Factor vote and things like that. And so we thought maybe that, you know, Mike and myself in particular, PJ's not that pushed, but Mike and myself in particular thought we might support your campaign to finally get the Christmas number one you were deprived of. You know what I mean? What did you make it into the charts at all?
Number 6 on Christmas Day.
Wow.
It was number one that we were going for. Number 6 on Christmas Day.
And you were cruelly denied by the fact that it was of a mix-up.
Well, some people were cheating. They were doing it for charity. I was doing it for me. So I've decided this time to try and get it into number 1. Then I'll do what the cheats did, and I'm going to do it for charity as well. So if I can get the Christmas number 1 this year, I will be donating a percentage of the proceeds to my favourite charity.
Right, okay.
The ex-billionaires club. Poor people out there who had been so rich and got done by the government. And now they don't have any money. And I think it's disgraceful. Because it's one thing to have never
that
had
is a, that is a if, forgotten, that is a forgotten
absolutely.
Charity.
Nobody wow. cares about these people. They were all the way... And now they're all the way... Wow. And nobody cares.
The ex-billionaires.
The ex-billionaires club. Right. There's poor billionaires out there who have never been poor before. How are they supposed to cope? At least people like you, Jim, who've lived sort of on a weird misery forever, you know how to cope.
It's a fair point.
But these people have no idea.
It's a fair point you make.
Miserable for so long, it doesn't even matter anymore. So the ex-billionaires club, I'm going to give a portion of the proceeds to them.
Excellent. Right, well, listen, we should really hear the song in question. It is a forgotten Christmas classic. By the way, you can check out the video for this. As I say, we're totally behind it here on the show. Magic Mike has put together a specific video for this. It's up on Facebook at the moment. Heartily, heartily endorse it. Jake, thanks so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
And, you know, hopefully you won't forget us. If you do make it to the Christmas number one, you might give us a shout out or something.
100%. I remember that it was because of you. And I'll send you a card. And I'll invite you to the Ex-Billionaires Club annual ball. It's
excellent.
Absolutely wonderful. Nobody in there pays tax. I want to see the spread. Absolutely beautiful.
Right. And
I'll rob you a lucky bag. They probably won't let either of us in, but the lucky bags.
This is... the song in question. Will it be this year's... We think with the campaign should start here for Christmas number one for Merry Christmas, Jakey Boy.
To all the girls out there that love Christmas and don't give me a chance to get them presents because I don't have your phone numbers, just text them on into me. Because happy Christmas, all you. Happy Christmas, everybody. We can all go to Switzers. We can sit in Santi's lap. We can give each other presents. We can do whatever the hell we like to do. Because, ladies, I love you more than you ever loved me. All the ladies in Brazil.
Jakey Boy.
And all the girls in Summer Hill.
Jakey Boy.
To all the chicks in California.
Jakey Boy.
I got a Christmas present for you.
Jakey Boy.
And all the hot girls down in France.
Jakey.
I got a party in my pants.
Jakey Boy.
It's a free burn. Happy Christmas,
Jakey Boy. Merry Christmas, Jakey.
Season's goddamn greetings. I wanna kiss the girls in Blarney.
Jakey Boy.
I'd even go for Mary Harney.
Jakey Boy.
And all the women out in Finglas. I'm gonna give ya jingle-lingus.
Jakey Boy.
And all the girls down in Marino.
Jakey Boy.
Making love in the casino.
Jakey
Place your
Boy.
Bets on come
Boy.
Away.
Merry
it's Jake Stevens
Boy.
Day.
Merry
happy
Christmas,
goddamn
Jakey
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry birthday,
Day.
Jesus. Put the pudding in the oven. Follow me now. And then we'll do ourselves a little bit of loving. I'm telling you, let's get stuffing the turkey. Let's start whipping the cream. Because everybody out there should have a good goddamn Christmas this year. I'm having the best goddamn Christmas because I got ladies everywhere to look after me. But think about the people who doesn't have someone to kiss and hug or to go to Switzers with and play with the children on Santa's lap and get all the presents and the farm animals made out of plastic that all these fellas didn't have. No worry about the PlayStations. Let's just all have a good time together. Let's think about all the people who are single on New Year's Eve out in Wicklow, Drogheda, Dundalk, the M15 roundabout, the bingo hall in Rialto, my house, my mother's house, Albro and Damo's house, Dublin, Dundalk, the Midlands, the people in the ocean, the mountains, the people that live in trees and can't afford TVs, to all the ones that don't know what the hell is going on when it was Christmas because they have a religion that I don't understand in the first place. I'm not finished yet. Now we're talking about the more things that
I tell you, I think that is the most deserving Christmas number one ever.
Absolutely. Never going to be a better Christmas song. It's a title track to the number one challenge.
You must be very proud of that, Jake.
Absolutely. Of course I am.
Mike, how do you feel? You're happy to be behind this,
I'm happy
this campaign.
To get behind it, lads. Absolutely. Should be number one. Should have been number one,
yeah,
Jake.
It's terrible that you were deprived of that opportunity because of that bozo PJ Gallagher.
What a moron. How do you put up with that every day? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. 2006 was the last time I spoke to that half-wit. Quarter-wit. Fraction of a quarter wit.
Wow, I tell you something. A huge support on the text. There's a lot of people who would love us. Okay, not that person said I'd rather go deaf than ever hear that again. That's a totally different thing.
Well, that's so, just because obviously he knows it's never going to get better. He's heard the peak of magnificence.
It's
that's
true.
What he knows.
Well, listen, if you want to check out the video that Magic Mike has put together for it, you can check it out on our Facebook page. And of course, the idea is that, like, we just want to see whether or not this garners the nation. I mean, a man was deprived of a Christmas number one and a perennial income,
yep,
as a result of that.
And it's going to be number one this year. Here's the thing. It's not available in the shops, as you've used to hear many times in the TV.
It's not available
not
in the
available
shops.
Not available in the
so
shops.
How are you going to get it to number one?
You just write me a letter and I'll post it to you. And that way I can count exactly how many sales there is and we can definitely get it to number one.
I don't know if that would count for the charts, Mike.
Not really, no. We have this thing called analytics and all now, Jake.
I will have the receipts. Sort that out. I'll have the letters. They'll, right. That's how I'll know. They'll write me the letter. Can I request one or two or whatever,
but what about,
and I'll send them.
What about the world of downloads now? Like, you know, people don't obviously not always get physical copies.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just, you know, they get to hear it when they want it.
When they get the CD, they can do whatever they want with it. They may download it wherever they want it.
And what do they address the letter to?
Jake Stevens, P.O. Box, Drimna.
Right.
Okay.
The Irish Postal Service are much more reliable than an email. If I just put into whatever, if I put in Jim McCabe, Narnia Land, into the internet,
right,
you won't get the email.
No.
If I put in Jim McCabe, up in the mountain, smacking a unicorn, the postman will get it there. I'm talking about a reliable service.
Right.
Not this interweb situation that let me down in the first place. It let me down
once.
Could
be a bigger challenge than
I won't fall for it again.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm sort of sorry we got behind this now.
Yeah, but look, who knows? The campaign
starts
here.
Won't be sorry when you're right behind the number one. A different situation then. When old Mickey Fartbags over there starts saying, can I have a piece of this?
Yeah.
Your apology will be on the other side of your January.
Right, so there it is. Merry Christmas, Jakey boy. Will it be this year's Christmas number one?
Absolutely.
Probably unlikely, to be perfectly honest.
Absolutely.
With you, but you never know. Hot as flowers don't go. Here are classic hits, almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Got to say a quick happy birthday. Tig Fury is turning 6 today. Tig, happy birthday to you. Apparently there's going to be big birthday celebrations in the house this evening. And he's getting ready for school at the moment. Lots of love to Tig from his mum and dad and big brothers Owen and Niles. So, Tig Fury, happy very birthday to you today.
Yeah, yeah. Now, wait, I'm going to tell you this.
What was that?
I didn't know something. I'll tell you what it is.
Right.
I'm still trying to decide whether this story I'm upset about it or excited by it.
Okay.
I don't know. I've read it 3 times. I don't know if I'm happy about it or unhappy about it.
Right.
So I'm
tell
out of sorts.
Uncle Jim and
so,
I'll decide.
Over in Britland, right? Why do I say Britland? That's a very disrespect. Over in Britain, I suppose you'd say, right? In the Daily... that's her name. Amanda Daly. She's the lead professor on this in Loughborough University, right?
Right.
They've decided that a great thing they're going to do, and they're starting to lobby the government, is to not only put calories on products that you buy, like the food you buy. You know the way the calories are all there and it tells you stuff you'd rather not know a lot of the time, and then sometimes you do want to know. So now they're saying that not only should they put the calories on it, but they should say exactly how long it takes you to burn those calories off as well. That should be on the food packaging.
Oh my god.
Right, so you know the way, like, when the menus, I'm totally against it on the menus, by the way. That's happening in Ireland, right? You know the way all restaurants, they're saying they want to make it compulsory that they have to have the calorie count on the menu. I'm totally against that. If I go to a restaurant, the last thing I'm thinking about
is a large serving of guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, will you be having guilt with your dessert?
No,
sir?
Thank you. I have guilt every day. I'm going to have guilt free, actually, if you don't mind here. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody goes to a restaurant.
Just two portions of guilt then, is it?
Yes, please.
You're not having any grant, okay. Just the lady, is it? Yeah, excellent.
Do you mind, please? I'll be bringing in rolls of tape and covering it up on the menu. Because I'm not into that. I want to splurge. And then they're saying...
So, these are those things that kind of, you know, somebody
busy
tells
drinks,
you that take a biscuit or something and you're going to have to, I don't know, ride a horse for 4 days.
Exactly like that. So here's some shocking information for you. Right. So maybe it's shocking for you. Maybe you're one of these people, you know all this anyway. For me, it's a little bit of a shock. So a blueberry muffin. Now, a small blueberry muffin is 400 calories. You know the big ones you get in the petrol stations? They're like 1,000. Some of them are like 800 calories and stuff.
Oh, my God.
They're gorgeous, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's one of the petrol stations does a muffin. and you open it up and you can smell.
Somebody jumps out of it, is it? I like a Marilyn Monroe thing.
Yeah.
It's that big.
You take a sniff of it and your belt bursts. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
And that jammy, but a small one, 400 calories, right?
Yeah.
So down, if they were to go by this new idea, that would say that if you were to run for 40 minutes, it would take you to get rid of this.
40 minutes.
Or to walk for 78 minutes. So they'd have, like, this muffin, it has a 78-minute walk-off period or something like that would be written on it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I like this. I'm talking myself into a bad mood here, I think, to be quite honest with you. So a small bar of chocolate, 229 calories. That's 22 minutes running and 42 minutes walking.
Yeah.
Do I care?
Are you going, like...
Do I really want to know? Do you know what I mean? A bag of crisps. Here's one for you now.
Right.
You're the crisp master general. I'm just chocolate face.
Just
you're
the
crisp
one
face.
Bag, is it?
One bag of crisps, yeah.
Okay.
171 calories. Have a guess. Get rid of it.
Right, 171. Then it's a 15-minute jog.
You're almost bang on.
What is it?
It's 16 minutes, yeah.
16 minutes of running.
Yeah, and a half an hour basically to walk off a bag of crisps.
Sure, based on my crisp intake, sure I'd be the running man. I'd have to be doing marathons and everything.
Yeah, and sure, my chocolate intake.
When we do the show, I'd actually have to have a treadmill. I'd have to have a wheel, like a hamster wheel.
Yeah, but you...
Just to be running off the crisp calories.
But my chocolate intake is like... I'd have to do two laps for every one you did. You know what I mean? You've been having your packet of crisps. I for every packet of crisps, you'd have a small bar of chocolate I'd have. That's twice the amount of running I'd have to do.
Like, the thing about it is, people... You know, you say to people, whatever, people start talking to you about their weight or whatever. And they go, and I don't know how it... I mean, literally this morning, all I had was...
Yeah.
I just stopped off and I just picked up... A blueberry muffin and frappa mappa lappa chappa tappuccino.
Yeah, and a sandwich. I had a bacon and chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is on this as well. 445 calories, which is 83 minutes walking to get rid of it.
Oh, my God.
So then you take...
So you can't even do it in your lunch hour. You'd have to have a lunch 2 hours.
Yeah.
One to each... The first 15, 20 minutes to eat your sandwich and the other hour and 40 minutes to walk it off.
Yeah, you nearly have to have your crisps on the ground and do press-ups into them. You know what I mean? On the ground, you just lie down, munch one, do a press-up, munch one, do another press-up, munch one, do another press-up.
Oh, my God.
They do say you can't run away from fast food and all that. You know something? I can do what I like.
But the trouble is, PJ, I never... You're not much better. Don't run away from fast food. It's running towards it. That's where we're going in the wrong direction,
especially
buddy.
Especially in here. Every time you turn around in here, somebody's got something. It's like... It's where most of us were starving. It's like Battle of the Planets in here. Someone comes in with some chocolate bars. We all run into the kitchen trying to get it before the next
person. We are the actual personification of the Hunger Games.
Do you know where I'm at? We're a disgrace, actually.
It's terrible.
And long may it last. Yeah. I actually decided. I don't want to know. I'm happy being a
disgrace. What have you
eaten
so far this morning until I work out what your...
I had a Bailey's chocolate.
Okay.
I had one of them.
Right.
And a half bag of rice and a can of tuna.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to have to do now? You're going to have to do a 23-minute walk, which is exactly how long it'll take you to get around to that McDonald's and get me a breakfast.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Now, anything you'll need to know about the Leopardstown Christmas Festival, you'll find out at leopardstown.com if you want to check it out for yourself. Happening, of course, between the 26th and 29th of December. Let the holidays begin. It is a big annual Christmas tradition, of course, the Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Top-class national hunt racing, live music, food and friends, all that sort of stuff. And that's what we're giving you on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, because just for playing, we'll give you a Christmas cracker for four people on day four of the festival. So that's the 29th. Admission, food voucher, free tote bet and race card all included. And then if you do manage to get our top prize, well, then we're going to upgrade you. You'll get entry plus festive feast hospitality. Which sounds pretty amazing.
Festive feast hospitality on its own is enough to play for.
Absolutely.
If you ask me.
Reserved table for the day, live concert after the race, all of that sort of stuff is part of that package. Pretty darn cool, I'd say. And the good news, of course, if you're playing for the big one, is that at the moment, It's only 9 to beat. Okay?
Only 9 to beat on the breakfast table quiz, which means 10 or more and you're well and truly in the lead and on your way to having, what was it again? A festive feast?
Festive feast hospitality.
Festive feast
in
hospitality.
In the pavilion, no less.
Love that sort of stuff. So Lisa O'Sullivan.
The pavilion is where we were, wasn't it, when we did the...
It was, yeah, when we did the...
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, that little... side
soiree.
That little side soiree we did for no money. So Lisa O'Sullivan is going to play this morning. How are you getting on, Lisa?
Hi, how's it going?
All good. How are you this morning? What's your plans for the day?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't blame you. You're getting Christmas.
I'll get through the next few minutes first.
You're okay, Lisa. That wasn't one of the questions. That won't count towards your score.
Yeah, you're all right. How are you getting on with all the Christmas stuff, Lisa? You're nearly there.
Yeah, just about.
Good stuff, good stuff. I'm just being smug, that's all. I just like...
Yeah, yeah.
I just
PJ
like
did
saying.
All his Christmas shopping yesterday. He's literally finished, Lisa.
I have most of mine in September, so I'm sorted.
Oh!
September!
I have 4 kids, had to get in there early.
Wow, September.
Fair play.
Jeepers, they're only going back to school and it's all done.
Right, Lisa, listen, the very best of luck. The good news is you've won yourself a Christmas cracker for 4 people for day 4 of the Leopardstown Christmas Festival. That is yours. You're playing.
Brilliant, thank you.
You're playing for the big one now. 60 seconds. You got to go?
Yep.
Best of luck, here we go.
In 2006, what US socialite released their debut album called Paris?
I don't know.
It was Paris Hilton. Garlic bread is the future and I've tasted it, is said by what comedian in Phoenix Nights? Peter Kay. If you were at Lisbon Airport, what country would you be in?
Portugal.
A delicate or tricky situation is often referred to as which hot vegetable?
Potato.
Yeah, in 1980, which band led by Chrissy Hynde had a hit with Brass in Pocket?
Don't know.
He's laughing at me. The Pretenders, complete the title of this horror film. The Blair Witch what?
Project.
Which branch of medicine is concerned with the manufacture of artificial limbs and joints?
Oh, I don't know.
It's prosthetics. Rafael Nadal is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Which species of bird is said to be the guardian of the Tower of London?
No, it's
the raven. Which colour is traditionally supposed to infuriate a bull?
Red.
Which comic actor plays Andy Millman in the TV hit series Friends?
No clue.
Oh, it's Ricky Gervais. Oh, so I said TV series Friends. It's extra, so I'm going to give you that because I said asked the question wrong.
Cool.
You can't be held to it.
Yeah. Who's the lead singer of the Pretenders again?
Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, is it Chrissy Hynde?
Yeah.
It's spelled Hynde.
Anyway, Lisa.
Oh my God! Oh, is that one of you were laughing at me?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers, Lisa.
Oh.
Do you know, I'll give you 7, seeing as though I said it wrong.
Anyway, Lisa, look, at the good news is we don't have to worry about it because you're a prize winner anyway. Christmas cracker for 4 for day 4 of the festival. Admission, food voucher, free tote bet, race card. It's all yours. So listen, well done and Merry Christmas to you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Plus free house table quiz. You laugh.
With Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick, giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie. Classic hits.
Oh, I gotta love it. Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde, I never heard of her.
And the Pretenders.
Well, I've heard of her, I suppose. Chrissy Hynde. Are you giggling away? I'm trying to read it.
Like I just caught me off guard. I thought you would have known her. That's all.